Hyrie Goldsmith.
Okay. We're recording this for him.
And we want to start off.
What's the laundry situation?
Okay, so good question. There is laundry machines. So
there's a laundry room.
Yeah.
There's also a send out.
There's a send out, but I wouldn't put my laundry out.
Don't send anything.
They put your bag in the thing. Okay, you put it in a bag.
You'll learn the hard way, or you can just
I would put towels and it cheats because they just literally dump it in, throw a bottle of soap, but they don't. It's not really washed.
It doesn't come back dry.
Yeah, so it's not the best, but whatever. But then there is laundry machines.
It's like a camp laundry situation. So I know.
I just didn't send anything out.
Yeah, I never sent anything out.
In that,
it just did towels.
But like not because it's like so bad. Like if you want it for like towels,
there's a dry cleaner down the block from the store.
Oh yeah, that's also really convenient.
Yeah,
the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more around Chalvin than you think. I don't know why I discovered it like so late in the year. There's a takeout place we discovered at the end of the year.
It didn't have a cost.
Yeah, also they just got a takeout store at the end of the block in Chalvin.
It's really convenient for Shabbaton.
Yeah, definitely. But also, I really would recommend. Do you guys know what a sleep sack is? Or just tell your
get
in.
Get it. I told my goal.
It's really passive because when you go to away to people's houses for Shabbos, basically in Israel, they're gonna want most houses want you to bring sheets because they don't want to have to wash the sheets. So what you do instead of bringing sheets everywhere you go and putting it in your like luggage bag is that it's like a sleeping bag, but it's made out of sheets. But pretty much it's like a sleeping bag, but it's made out of sheets. So it
get
holds
it.
Up
it's
tiny, and then you sleep in it. So like the blanket.
It's like a sleeping bag, but it's sheet material.
Yeah, so that's
sorry,
sheet. No, honestly, like you need to get it.
No, they'll give you a blanket.
Where do you get it from?
No, it changed my life.
Amazon or Bed Bath and Beyond.
When all your friends are like struggling to like put the sheet on, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
you'll
like,
just be so happy.
Put that thing, you just put your thing down.
Wait, what is it called? The sleep sack?
It's like
$20.
It's exactly.
How big is it though? Like,
it's the size of your
robot. It's like a sheet.
But you buy it's also like, every shop when you go on, you're going to say it.
That's awesome.
You want to bring your own
sheet? Hostels are
good.
Anyone else have any
questions?
Another one? Well, don't, like, people don't bring sleeping bags?
No,
that's too annoying
really
to carry everywhere.
It's hot, it's heavy. It's
unless you have like a tiny little like.
You
want to
travel with
one.
As least as possible because usually you're gonna go out places before you go where you're going. So you're
Fridays
more.
Are like crazy.
Yeah,
you
Fridays are insanity.
School, you shower and then you go. Usually early Shabbos, late Shabbos you sometimes come back to school, but you'll go straight with your
pack
next set showered and then go right for Shabbos after like when you or it's half an hour or something. Or track. It's fun.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Hi. Can you guys talk about the like chavruta situation? Like, if you have any like
horror
stories you'd like to know, I'd like to know, so don't feel so bad about it.
What'd you say?
I have some horror stories I'd like to know. So
okay.
I
can talk about chavruta for a little bit. So it's the whole thing is very overwhelming in the beginning. I'm not gonna like say it's not. It is. It's overwhelming. But you're gonna be okay. We'll be there for you. And we really come talk to us whenever. Like,
we'll be your chavruta.
We will be your chavrutas if you need us. So in the beginning, like, you're going to start out and you start with orientation, so you get eased into it. And then there is a lot of learning on your own. Every morning there's morning seder for an hour, and every night it's a two-hour night seder. Aside from all class, it's usually a one-hour. Sunday night's 2 hours.
It depends. They're all on these things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a 1 hour. 1 hour twice a day. So, the way it worked with me, I really had 4 people that, like, I would learn with, like, multiple times a week. But some people have a different person for every slot. So, you have to know what works well for you. And then also, like, it's very nerve-wracking because you're like, I don't know who I would learn well with, things like that. And you don't know so many people, so you don't know who you're going to learn well with. It's not like you've been with these people in high school. So what really happens in the beginning is that you start meeting people, you try things out, and you can break up with them.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed.
In the beginning,
you
can
let it go
and
you casually forget that you had a chavruta.
You're going to get a whole talk from Rabbi Goldsmith about, like, breaking up with a chavruta, and, like, it's, like, a relationship talk. Like, that's literally what it sounds like. But it's really not a big deal.
And it's okay to try it out and, like, figure out your schedule. Take a few times to figure it out. It takes
It takes a while to get it right. And even by the end of the year, people were breaking up with each other.
Yeah, and you can learn on your own if like, that's what you choose to do. Like, you'll fall into whatever works for you.
It's nice to have
and you live wherever you want.
You can choose whatever you want. You could start off with a friend from school, and then you can meet somebody. Also, a lot of my chavrutas were from, like I was sitting next to a random girl I never knew in class, and I was, like, we kind of, like, would randomly, like, talk a little bit about, like, the class afterwards. I'm, like, wow, like, we're very, like, similar in, like, what we like to learn, and then that also started.
Cool, thanks.
I don't know if that helps.
No, that's it.
Okay.
What are random things that we need to bring?
Yeah. A Brita.
Yeah, you need a
Brita.
Like,
the water bottle? Brita sleeps out. The Brita water bottle.
Water bottle.
It's just so much easier.
Oh, bring Crystal Light. It really helps you adjust the water. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have Crystal Light
in
the Yeah, don't do that. The Brita is just for water only.
Don't put Brita in there.
Yeah.
Where do you get the Brita?
I mean, I'll
buy the Beyond Target on Amazon.
You choose your roommate. But there's a shelving or like there's a room in the back.
Four.
Right? And then there's two beds in the when you walk in and there's like a little kitchenette area
right.
or whatever. Is it annoying to be in the first room because like everyone walks in?
It's
okay.
really fine.
Me and Rachel were roommates. She was my seatmate. She was in the back.
We didn't know each other before.
We didn't know each other before. We're very good friends now. So I was in the front room. So I was in the room with like the open space. It's not a big deal. I mean, in the beginning, it's like gonna be a little harder to adjust because like don't know everyone, like, it's a little more, like,
uncomfortable,
I guess, but...
It's my room to go to the bathroom, but you're...
But it, in the end, like, it's...
It becomes part of your everyday, whatever, and it's just part of you meeting your roommates.
It's also not really, like, people are... Like, you don't use that area so much. It's not like it's a stove or
like your
like
kitchen
that.
Is
it's
just
your
fridge and a
sink, cabinet.
So if you need to wash your container, he'll take your 2 minutes to wash your container, and, like, then they'll be out of your room.
Right, it's not, and, like, in the morning when you wake up, if your roommate is, like, making coffee or something like that, like, if it's a problem that they're being too loud, you tell them to be a little quieter, like, everyone's very considerate about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know when we're finding out who our roommates are? Like,
when you get,
when
there.
You get there.
Oh. I thought you would know before.
Sure.
No, but, I mean, not your sweet mate, your roommate.
Yeah, also,
I mean, we could tell our
roommate
story.
Tell, yeah, basically, like, should I say it?
Okay, this is our room story.
Basically,
like, if all of you are, like, worried.
I was rooming with Rebecca Ari. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
Shout out.
Yeah. So I was rooming with her, and I knew her, but, like, I knew her, relatively.
Yeah,
nice. And then, but then I had no clue. I didn't know who Shira was or Alana Legary. And so
was your roommate.
Yeah, she was my roommate. She was my sweet mate. So we get to school, and they give the rooms, and it says, okay, me, Rebecca Ari, Shira, and her roommate, Alana. I thought they all went to Yad Vyad. It's like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, they're best friends. It's going to be the worst year ever. Like, I was, like, standing on the side, and, like, it ended up working out great. Like, you just, like, go in with an open mind, and, like, you want to add to that? Or
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, a little awkward in the beginning. Like, we all knew
each
other.
Yeah, it was awful. Besides for me, because I didn't know you guys.
Like, we were a little surprised, like, Michelle put us together, because we were like, why would you do that? Like, we all knew Yad Vyad together. But, like, it worked out so well, and it doesn't really matter, like, if you do know the people before, if you don't, like, some rooms become better friends than others, like, you'll see that happen, like, try not to let your room, like, weigh you down or, like,
100%.
Be so much of your focus in the beginning, because, like, you're going to want to get adjusted, and the, like, things do work themselves out, like, it's all very...
Yeah, the best thing you could do is just, like, work out to get along with your roommates, and then as the year goes on, you'll all get closer, but at the beginning, if you're, like, focusing on becoming best friends with your roommates, you're just gonna lose out on so many other things.
Right, and also, like, if you're unhappy about it, which can happen, like...
It has happened,
yeah, just, like, it's really not the biggest deal if you're not best friends with your room. It really doesn't matter very much at all, like... You have your friends.
You don't spend so much time in your
room.
You could go, there's 2 hours for lunch and dinner, but you could go to the base, you could stay in the karaoke, you could
go for a run.
You could, there's an exercise room. I wouldn't go in there either, but.
Got a treadmill on the left to go.
But, yeah, you like spend like a, I'd say like an hour in your room maybe. But, like, it's not... You can close your door if you're not best friends with your suitmates. It's not that.
Do they ever pair up girls from the same school as sweet mates?
No. No. Yeah, they try.
I don't think they ever did that. Well, they might just work.
They never did during our year. I doubt they would do that.
It could happen.
It could happen if there's too many, but I think like Michelle avoids that.
Usually not. Michelle's very good at it.
She's really good at it.
We have more. We have more. SK.
How many are there?
Yeah.
It's
like 11 or 12.
I they had
How many? 13. Okay, everyone thought. Okay, we had 16 SK girls going in, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, SK is coming! Like they're gonna take over." But really, me and Hubbard were talking about this an hour ago. Everyone said to me at the end of the year that nobody thought that, like, there was this, like, SK presence. Like, if you make it up to you to, like, become friends with the SK girls, like, make an effort to, like, branch out, like, you don't feel, like, nobody felt like there was, like, an SK clique. Like, everyone was just friends with everyone. Like, there really wasn't that, like, feeling of, like, oh my God, they're taking over.
Yeah, kids, when you choose classes as a side note, don't choose what your friends are doing, because, like, choose what you like, and because the class, you really, yeah, it's important to choose the classes you like, because you'll make friends, and you can just see your friends whenever, so choose what you like.
Also, first, don't be embarrassed to switch out. The teachers really don't care.
They don't care. They're not.
They don't like, if you don't like it, and it's, like, 2 weeks in, don't feel embarrassed.
Can you guys talk a little bit more about, like, isn't there, like, a trial week? Is that, like, the orientation?
Yeah.
It's like trial month. It's trial for a while.
It's a trial year.
They're going to tell you to, like, oh, like, next week we're going to decide on our class.
It's like you have to end in your schedule.
You don't really have to. I will say, though, like, take advantage of that week. Even, like, if you go to a class and you like it, like, try other things out. Because even by the end of my second semester, I was still, like, upset that there were other classes I wasn't in. So, like, obviously,
also,
you're not going to take everything.
Sometimes, like, you think you wouldn't like it, and then the year goes on, and then you're like, wow, everyone's really enjoying it, and,
right.
like, maybe I would have.
I also know there are going to be a lot of new classes next year, which we are very excited about.
What new classes? Yeah, there are.
Whatever.
So, you're trial year.
I thought
we're
guilty of teaching Charlie that.
I don't think he's teaching at all.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Better of Donnie.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a new teacher or two, which will be exciting. But orientation is a lot of that. Like, you're gonna find out a lot of things.
Let's talk about Haburo.
Let's talk about orientation. Don't let orientation stress you out.
Don't let any of it stress you out.
You expect to go in, like, it's going to be, like, rah, 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 I love seminary, woohoo.
Oh, yeah, it's a really hard
year. It's hard. Like, it's a hard year. Like, let's all be honest.
It's a hard year, and don't be upset.
Like, why am I having the best time ever? Like, I just landed on, like, I should have loved seminary. And, like,
the first day is probably one of the hardest days ever. It was the longest I've ever experienced.
You're
just, like, carrying so much luggage, and you don't know who your roommates are. It's...
You don't know who anybody is.
I remember I came the first day, and I'm not overwhelmed.
I loved it.
I'm not an overwhelmed person at all. Like, I tend to be, like, on the chill side of things. And I remember, like, I came the first day, and I was, like, thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, gonna be fine. Like, I know some people. Like, I'm chill. Like, it'll be great, whatever. And then I get there, and I was so overwhelmed. And I wasn't expecting to be, so, like, it hit me a little harder. And I remember I called my mom, and this probably will not, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, but I called my mom, and I was like, hi, mommy, like, I'm here, like, I just want to let you know, like, I landed, like, I'm in Chauvin. She was like, great, like, I'm so glad to hear that, like, I just want you to know, like, if you want to go back to Chauvin, like, that's fine. And I was like, I literally, like, I almost started crying. I was like, no, I'm very overwhelmed, like, I can't hear this right now, like, I'm so glad you're so supporting, but, like, I can't hear that, and I was just, like, extremely overwhelmed, and I wasn't expecting to be, so, I don't know, like, what
you're not crazy,
you're all like, it, but, like, if you are extremely overwhelmed, and it's really hard, It's normal.
But you can
also get used to it.
Yeah. No, you're gonna love it, but, like, it's okay if, like, they're a hard part.
Push yourself to the class, get into a routine, and it'll be adjusted.
Well, it is. And you'll see, like, the teachers are
Amazing. Really,
really,
really
there for you.
I really helped Cho Chavez because of the teachers.
Does Rick Lambert teach
Sean Alex? No, he's a teacher. He comes on Thursday night sometimes to speak.
Yeah, he comes occasionally to speak.
Rick Lambert is awesome.
Yeah,
he's
awesome.
I know him. How do I know him? Because whenever he comes to LA, he stays in my house. And then whenever we go to Israel, we stay in his house.
He's really
great. Anything other specific questions?
Any more questions?
Ask anything.
That's a good.
Like, don't worry about this.
On an average night, like, when did you go to sleep?
It depends on the person.
Okay, it depends on your orientation.
Like, if you want to be asleep by 10:30, you can be asleep by 10:30.
I am exhibit A. I probably was the only one in seminary, though.
What about
you?
You
were definitely not. There was, like, approved, like, early bedtime. It's fine, you guys. You get used to it. You get used to the noise. Like, you can do it. If you want to go to sleep early, it's totally possible.
I happen to be a very, like, late bedtime. I don't sleep very much.
Like, my roommate went to sleep at 3. I went to sleep at 11. Like, it was fine.
Right, so
I went
to bed late.
I went to sleep. She came in at 3. She went to sleep. Like,
I went to bed late and woke up early. A lot.
Just give yourself a few weeks to, like, everyone get in, like, the jive of things.
Yeah, the first few weeks, it was a little more campy.
The whole thing is a little campy. It's fun. It's fun. It's like school
camp.
It's
more fun than
camp. Yeah.
You're in a nice accommodation.
Not
bathroom,
much.
Like,
bathroom, we are so lucky.
Yeah, our bathrooms are
women.
Nice.
I will just tell you that. Like, we
are
lucky.
Our water pressures.
Wait, we have, like,
our showers are
not ready.
I go home and I'm upset. Like, yeah, I have the same thing.
Almost the lights in front of your bed.
To hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't say like,
I mean, it's not
hotel,
like,
hotel,
but,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
I wouldn't
it's
call it like.
No, I'll tell you, you have unlimited, as much as
you
want water. Like, you're going to hear from people, like,
but you,
like,
you
should, oh, the hot
you
water runs
waste
out. Your hot water, your hot water does not run out.
Your shower has good pressure, unless you come back from a teal and everyone showering, and then it's not so good. But
it's fine.
It's like once or twice.
Also, let's see. Hot water is great. You have air conditioning and heating. Like, for example, I don't want to, like, name names, whatever, but, like, Midmo, no air conditioning. he doesn't like that.
He's so nice.
beds, our beds, we have nice mattresses. You have your own, you have space. You really do, you have space. You might feel like you don't have as much space because, like, it is four people living together, but you do have space. So don't get too nervous about accommodations. We are very lucky.
Also, you guys are having problems. Totally, like, talk to teachers. Like, I'm also, I think Arnold Brace said this about SK, about, like, not talking to teachers. Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I also was on the type to, like, talk to teachers in high school, but you don't need a problem in Chauvin, which I love, to talk to a teacher. It can be about anything, just about life. You just want to chill. Like, really, they're always there for you. So just remember that if you're, like, struggling the first week or two and you're too embarrassed, like, they don't care. And, like, especially Michelle, you can just be like, Michelle, can we have a meeting? And she'll be like, okay, no problem. 2 o'clock, okay, office.
Everyone's like that.
It's so, and it's not, like, it's not weird. It's, like, it's really, like, chill. So, yeah.
Do you guys go on a lot of TOs?
Okay, I'll talk about TOs. I'm not the biggest active person.
I don't. There are going to be no shun of
I'm afraid of heights.
So, basically, a very small percentage of people sitting here hike. But we all
reach. But we have a good amount. It's like, it's not. You have. You don't have, like, a teal.
We have three big teals.
You have a teal, like. Like, once every, like.
Chunk. One after
Chunkis.
One after.
So there's a few. There's a few overnights and then a few, like, day trips.
But it's not only hiking.
But it's not hiking. They're really, really, really fun.
And if you're very
the first week is fine.
Go to variety. A Camelback would be easier.
Like, oh,
yeah.
A lot of girls just went to the Masada Friday mornings, or you're like,
yeah,
has
like the water
time.
Time.
You don't need to get it.
You don't
if you have it, you should bring it.
Okay.
Get Brita's.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not bad, Brita. Don't worry. Water shoes
and also
yeah,
you
water
need
shoes.
Like good
for
sneakers
like
Converse or like
you
don't
anything
you're
like
not gonna use
or swing
your
knees
in very often.
I have flops.
Yeah, not flip flops.
Like yeah, okay.
Nike's for
hiking. There's like we call them Converse heels and Nike.
Like running shoes.
Yeah,
I would get like good sneakers
running shoes.
There's they like to say like there's a difference between the Converse hike and the Nike hike.
Welcome back.
Sandals out of school. Not in Chauvin. But yeah, out of Chauvin you're allowed to wear sandals. Yeah.
What types of clothing do you wear, like
in the day?
Like, you're going to
wear it. Okay. Well, it depends on your wear. Like, you're going to be wearing pajamas every day.
Totally.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
It's a personal thing, but people do. People wear their wild socks.
Okay, I don't think we can hear
some. Some people
ever wear slippers.
No, but like you wear slippers with socks.
Yeah.
You like straight ones.
Right.
You wear slippers.
Also, there are those people. There are gonna be the people who like wear like sweatshirts and slinky skirts and like
UGG
slippers like all the time. And then there are girls who like get dressed and
you really
realize like it really matters. Just like what you feel good in.
So you said you wear sandals outside. Is there a point of bringing them? Like
yeah. I mean whenever you're out of Chauvin, like Monday nights, Fridays. Shabbos, you can wear sandals. So if you like are very much a sandal, like for like this year, like I wear sandals, but like I never wore them all of last year because I just
Bring
leggings for teals, but within like shopping.
That's the only time you're allowed to wear.
You might be told to take them off.
Even if they come like
up to you.
If they're tucked into boots.
You can't tell their leggings.
Michelle doesn't like leggings. Also, it's like cover to toe, like it looks like you're in a gym type thing. So
she just, it's like something of hers.
Yeah.
Like Michelle just doesn't like leggings.
Black tights, all the winter.
Oh, also, I'll just tell you from my personal experience, I brought maybe 30 sweaters. Like a ton of sweaters.
It gets cold. There's a few months of cold.
But I would focus more on bringing like a good amount of lighter shirts for like
just because you change that more because in what in
yeah
summer?
Also Israel
so, like,
weather
you're changing your shirts a lot more.
Israel weather is very different so
really
it could be really hot in the middle of the day and then get really cold as soon as the sun goes away. So you'll learn to like layer, bring a sweatshirt with you.
Bring rain boots, bring a raincoat. It's not a lot. If you're from New York, you're from LA, so it's slushy on the floor.
It's not like you're so
scared that you're out of the weather.
The country just like freaked out and they hear snow because last year they messed up and were out of everything for a week. So now they just prep themselves for like major shutdown, so they just shut everything down before the snow comes,
and then the next day all the snow is melted because
it's not
the weather's hot, so
they just don't know how to deal with it, so they like do things in bulk.
Yeah,
I have another question. Did any of you guys stay in Israel over Pesach for Jewish
heritage?
Heritage is awesome. If you have the opportunity to do it, then it's
life-changing, but don't be so pressured. If you feel like you can handle it, you should do it. Also, I'll just tell you, like, it sounds really bad that I say this, but people ask me how Poland was, and it was so fun.
It was amazing.
Like, it really, like, we had the best time, and I'll say, like,
you get, like,
it wasn't the most
sick in the head.
So people, like, really tell me I'm sick in the head, because I had, like, the most, like, emotional, like, draining, like, crying week, and I didn't cry.
We're not underrating that, though.
I mean, like, I cried.
There is emotional draining, and there's crying, but it's also fun, so.
Don't put pressure
on me. It's another thing, like, you guys are child and girls, you're on the best bus.
Yeah.
Like, it's a known thing throughout heritage. Like, you're just on the bus.
The teacher that goes to Shalvim is just incredible.
And the doctor.
And you have an amazing historian.
Yeah,
oh my god. You go with Minmo, and they're...
It was getting a lot of shout-outs.
And their teacher is awesome. She's a historian. She's amazing.
But that's so much later in the year.
You don't need to worry about it at all.
For Pesach, definitely, if you stay in Israel, I stay in Israel.
We have a lot of time. We have the best. We're so chill.
You have a lot of time and you just want structure because it's just you're going to need structure. So make sure you have a plan going in. Yeah, I mean, I have family in Israel, so like I was with them over Pesach. But even if you didn't, right? Like,
even if you didn't.
Rach worked in a program like north. up north, yeah.
It was a I didn't have family there, but I was with Shira for Halloween, and we just, like, did activities and stuff, and for the Yontif days, like, you tag along with your friend who does have family, and you just go, and, like, it's nice. If Israel's where you want to be for Pesach, then, I mean, make sure you have a plan, but you should totally do it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot just adding what you said. If you don't have family in Israel, I had no family in Israel, like, legit zero, do not worry at all.
I thought you were
going
to say
you could all come to Shabbos. You literally have no, you will never have to worry about, like, a place for Shabbos. You can literally go to a teacher every, like, go to teachers. You always have friends, go to places. Like, you just don't have to worry. Just so thank God, that's not one thing you should stress about.
I'll tell you, in the beginning of the year, we literally did not go to teachers. Like, teachers would say to us, like, I don't understand, like, every other year, like, girls come to us, like, why is no one coming?
People just
we felt awkward
until January.
And we just didn't, didn't feel comfortable, but, like, we can set it up for you. Like, you could come to us if you want to go. Yeah, we'll make the match. But really, like, you should take advantage if you ever don't have a place to go, like, they're around.
You can always come to us and we'll tell you, like, you have a place to go.
Second week of school, someone asked Michelle, and I was just like,
just because they were,
just because like they had no, and they had no place to go, and
so
I was like, obviously come.
So if you have
it's
nowhere
not
to go,
they
you
like, want
could
you to
potentially
come.
Stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
You got
to
serve
people.
Yeah,
people
did.
I did it.
Friends from other schools come.
There are four shabbases of the year, which are like open for friends to like come in and say it's a different name by it next year, so. We'll see like how that works out,
but
it's basically when you stay in for Shabbos, you stay. It's like going to the Imbiah's house for Shabbos, because you eat meals with
her
husband.
Yeah,
it's
like
you'll
cook your own meal.
Right,
we don't have the ability to cook our own food
unless it's like a ton of people. You'll eat in her apartment.
Oh, and along with like us being lucky with accommodations, like we really are lucky with food. You might not think so at certain times. And
three meals a day.
But the three meals a day thing is a big deal. Like, if you just start worrying about your dinner and your last class,
like,
it's stressful.
Like, you're going to have 2 hours for lunch and for dinner, and your other friends in other seminaries are going to be like, so do I. But, like, I don't feel like I have time. But that's because they're sitting there cooking their meals, and you're just doing
whatever
you want.
And it's also not bad food. I mean, I'm not picky, but
it's
really nice.
And
your
friends
with
Rachel
would
be nice
to
you.
It's very...
Yeah, make friends with the kitchen staff.
Also,
they're
not bad. They just have a takeout store down the block, which came in handy.
And the mall is, like, 4 minutes away.
They have a picture assigned to the end of the year, so that's really helpful.
There's
also a really cute cafe down the block.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Nobody
knows that.
We're really not in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's a bunch of stuff.
We'll show you the ropes.
Also,
the first day,
bus,
you get like a tour of the area.
Don't
do that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
She's like, you all need to get moving.
Let's make everything
it.
So good.
Oh yeah, guys, get.
Oh, and don't be worried about buses. You figure it out.
The beginning is like, what am I doing? And then you're just like, oh yeah, like I know.
You get the hang of it.
You know every single bus there is. Get move it. That's a good app to have.
You don't need it.
You can't cook in your room, right?
No, you can cook in the car all
day. No cooking.
How much time do you have to see people in other schools?
So Monday nights, everybody's off. All the seminaries. They're all seven wherever they are. So you have off Monday nights, and the way Shalvin does it is you have chased Monday also. So you're off from 12:45 till 12, which is curfew, to do your whenever your chased is, and then you can see your friends.
It might be different.
It's not.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, I
don't know. It's not
different. That's just for the summer because they need a honeymoon.
Either way, I don't think it's gonna be different. If it is, then you'll have to schedule it. Either way, so if you have that, and then Fridays you're off, so you can always see your friends. You can go away for Shabbos.
Also, girls like to come Shalvin. Like, a lot of girls like to come for, like,
people like to come for classes.
People were, like, when they have free time, and, like, schools where you build your own schedule, like, girls have free time,
really
come over.
So, like,
it's a 20-minute walk.
Midmo girls come
on. MMY, like, you take
Midmo
the bus from right outside of Shalvin.
Mention Midmo one more time.
Midmo again?
Midmo.
Midmo's a really good school.
Shalvin's a very special place.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
It might sound like I'm going back, but, like,
today?
It really is.
No, guys, I loved it.
Yeah. Sorry, it was stressful.
So,
I really
you might not remember anything we said, but if you need to hear it again or you have any more questions,
yeah,
we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the?
It's not such a big question.
What's the closet situation?
In the beginning,
so
you're just really, really overwhelmed and be like, I have absolutely no space, but then you'll realize that you have plenty of space.
You'll buy
your
jewelry.
If you need
drugs,
if you
need,
I personally didn't know a lot of people bought.
Don't, what's your name? Naomi. I mean, so don't bring anything unless you can get it in Israel, and it's not crazy expensive. Get it all in Israel. It's just not worth it.
If you know for a fact that your toiletries can be bought in Israel, buy them.
What's the shampoo like in Israel?
Buy
Israeli
shampoo.
Buy
Israeli
shampoo.
Yeah,
Israeli
shampoo.
Yeah.
You can get Israeli
pants,
like
a mini
Israeli
mini
towel.
Buy
shampoo
so you can
have
like
a few
days.
Okay, I tell you,
some
of my clothes on the
block,
things to get, like travel toothpaste, travel contact solution, that stuff really comes in handy.
Yeah, for towels, it's so much easier to pack that way.
Like Target stuff, like, you know, the mini stuff, they're really good for going
for like a whole year.
Yeah, also, like, if you just want to
buy
the 3 ounce, like, airplane.
You
get
some
money.
You
buy a little one,
you
need like one or two
for when you have your 3 day tail.
Oh,
I don't
have
mini bottles.
Yeah, buy
a
bottle. Or just buy like a travel, like the travel 3 ounce.
Friday afternoon, you have a knapsack, you're a senator. It's a requirement, knapsack.
When you go to buy whatever needs, whether it's food or things, like you're not going to want to carry the bags, you're walking around, you're going to put your knapsack. You need your knapsack.
I mean, I'm like an overpacker, so I did bring a sports pack.
I brought a little sports pack too.
I did become an underpacker.
I brought a little sports pack with me to Israel. I used it for the 3 day
trip.
The
overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Bring a little sports pack also.
Did you know the like American Apparel knapsack? Like that's
that's fine.
Yeah.
No,
it's
fine.
How
that's
do you wrap
like
a
sheet?
It's not so big.
It's not big at all.
Some people got like those sports packs. Kipling makes a like zip backpack. It's a backpack, but it like unzips and it's kind of like a suitcase.
I don't know how to explain it.
So a bunch of people had those. I had a regular. So I had a regular Kipling bag that I used a good amount of the time. But there were times I definitely brought a sports bag.
So,
yeah,
but
also
like,
for 3 days
like, we need a bigger bag for, like, the overnights, no?
Yeah, so you're going to need
a girl's sports sack, you're going to need a regular knapsack, and a drawstring.
You'll bring, everyone just...
And a drawstring.
You don't need a drawstring. You need one for teals, and you need one knapsack for teals, and one knapsack for Shabbos. Your teal one could be, like, the American Power,
right.
But your...
It could also be a drawstring.
Yeah, it could also be a drawstring. Like, you usually don't need that much for, like,
a
day teal.
And a knapsack.
Yes.
You don't really need a drawstring.
You might want them just to have
You're going to want a drawstring.
What did you drink?
It depends on how strong your knapsack is. Like, I have a double pocket just
for
it was way too big for teal.
Like, legit, that's the only one.
It's single pocket.
You
might have extra room.
Also, like, we're all going to get knapsacks in the middle of the year for mom and pencil case.
A lot of times,
you're going to have something like your.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, like, you get $1,000 from them.
It's really just for you.
It depends on the teacher.
Also, like, I will tell you, like, we are the girl. We have the longest day of all the seminaries. Like we start, we go from 9 to 10.
But there's so much for learning.
Not all seminaries have that.
Other schools have it, but like they end a little earlier. They have more free time.
It depends on the person. I woke up at 8:20.
I personally woke up 7:30. Like it goes up an hour apart. First class at 8:55/9.
But you're also vomiting on your own by yourself.
You're vomiting on your own and you're eating breakfast.
They give you cereal.
Yeah, the first thing everyone goes to breakfast,
everyone's
like
an event, and then you don't have a marathon on this desk. Is that like realistic?
Those steps are really hard.
Sorry.
There's like 400 steps up from the wall.
Well, it's
training for marathon.
You could take about
rounds.
Yeah, Rod.
No,
yeah, I'm just like, yeah, because I want to do the Jerusalem Marathon next year.
You don't even have to train.
You could train together.
Yeah, if you can just run out.
Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit about the gym situation.
Yeah, let's pretend.
Yeah, but
well, I didn't go, but I've been to classes.
People did it.
I've been to classes.
People had memberships and went.
Right.
Like,
so
the second it was lunch, like right
I don't know
down
if you've
there.
Heard about the mall.
I'm here. Okay.
You will get to know the mall. I didn't go so often because like I really just didn't leave Chauvin so often. But there's a very nice food court with a lot of stuff around there, and it's really not far. So it's very convenient. And on the like one of the top floors of the mall, there's a gym. So a lot of girls had gym memberships and would go.
A bunch
had gym memberships.
Feel pressure, don't worry.
Yeah, it's not like a pressuring thing.
Also,
but
a lot
if
of
you,
people worked out in school.
If you're like a gym,
had, like,
if you're a gym goer, there is a gym which offers classes, lots of different classes. There's Zumba, there's spin, there's like aerobics type. There's also like weights, like kickboxing.
Do they work at times that work for us?
Yes.
Not a lot.
Yes,
very few, but some.
Fridays, girls, really.
You can try it.
You
can
ask me
anything about it.
You can
just be like, I want to try. Can I go to this class? I'll say
you'll get the gym schedule if you like want to be a part of the gym, and then you figure out like which ones you want to go to weekly or whatever. Like, I went like twice with like friends who wanted me to go with them. So the, like Friday mornings early, there's a spin class. And there's also a Zumba class.
But is it, like, the Hebrew music?
No.
It's
actually
totally
hilarious. It's, like, all these, like, old people of Malha who, like, come out and, like, do this spin thing together. And, like, they just have the best time, and it's hilarious. Like, they thought we were from Birthright. So the whole time they were, like, cheering on Birthright. It was really funny. They were, like, Tagli, like, you go. It was really funny. But they do, like, English music, like, like club music.
It's not like a fight for a legit.
Do you go walk all the way to the mall?
Oh, shoot.
I think the best is because, like, it's 2 hours. It's not a ton of people.
Yeah,
people did it.
People did it even just to, like, there's only one treadmill and one obstacle in the workout room in school, so, like, even people who just wanted to go on the treadmill who had a membership would just, like, go down there during lunch or dinner and use the stuff there.
There's a basketball league on Monday. Then
where
I
don't
want
to work
just,
out at all.
Mafa just created a run around.
Yeah, it's
really, yeah, it's
really
pretty to run.
If you guys want to start a flag football, which I tried, I just didn't have enough girls
to
do it, but I really wanted to do that. But a lot of schools do it. So if you can get enough girls, you probably only need like 8 to start a team.
Did any of you guys do Monday Night Basketball?
I loved it. It was number one for me. Was like I needed something besides. I needed like an outlet, so that was good. Also, I had a lot of friends in different seminaries who were on the team, so it was like my.
At the beginning, people were so like, if you're mad at because like they have FOMO about Monday night. Don't
you're not missing out on anything. Like nothing's happening on Monday night. So like,
I stayed after the first month. Nobody goes out on Monday night anyway.
I was gonna do a basketball team. I'm like, oh, because like I'm not gonna have Monday night to go with my friends. First of all, basketball will be every other Monday night. And you can still go out to eat with your friends and do basketball. It's just like, it was so nice just to like get out, do your own thing. Like,
don't have FOMO about Monday night.
It was really definitely one of those.
Yeah,
it was a highlight of
don't
my year.
Have FOMO.
Are you allowed to leave other nights?
Yes, sure.
You
can leave, but like there isn't.
It got
like during the
Thursday nights. You're allowed. The good thing about
Thursday nights,
they're very.
easy to contact and they'll work with you.
Right. Like at other schools.
People
have
issues.
That's why schools suggest
Golan
and not other
ones. Golan happens to have a better plan per se.
But it's
much
more
difficult
to
deal
with.
And
it's
much more difficult to touch.
So if she wants Golan,
I would recommend doing what the school suggests and staying
and
talking
with
them, because if you have problems, they'll help you get through it. Like a girl lost her phone, a girl's phone broke, and like talking to them is very accommodating, easy to get.
What is it?
No,
you
get
them.
Your.
No, you
what?
Can just call them.
With talking things?
They have a store.
Do you use your right
wing? What did you ask them?
They give you your SIM card.
Yeah, you pick up your SIM card here before you go to them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I did that.
You don't have
I picked up my SIM card.
But you can.
Card.
You can use your regular phone if you want to. Or you can
get
like
a
Only because
I use this with the talking.
Phone.
There's a talking tape office here. There might not be a talking tape
office. You need to
figure out.
You
need to talk and say you want a SIM card. So we have one right here. So that's why we were told to pick it up.
Yeah,
I think
it was good. It was like it worked for you.
Yeah, it was really fun. It worked. I recommend it.
Okay,
there were girls who had Golan and like
and
also if you want to get Golan.
And
also like my roommate had Golan and like she loved it for certain things like the data plan, but like she lost her service all the time. And like talking to say like yeah the data gets annoying and it slows down, but like your phone is I mean it always works for me. Like I never had an issue.
Do you have
data?
TalkingTeam has very limited data.
So it says like it's unlimited, meaning like you're not gonna go over your bill and you get 3 gig a month, which like here might sound like a lot because like you're always on Wi-Fi, but there like you'll use it.
You don't have a laptop. It's all
you'll use it in 2 seconds. It'll just slow down. It'll be really, really slow, but like
that's annoying.
It's annoying.
That's just
the answer. WhatsApp, whatever, like that.
No. You're really not gonna need it. Like you're not gonna need it for anything. Like it's gonna be annoying those times where like you're gonna apply to camp or whatever, but like that's
you can
really
use
it.
You
use
the computers downstairs.
Yeah, it's such
a
thing
about what I'm
trying to call. Any
more
questions?
Well, we're here for you. You guys feel free to be in touch with us with questions like what should I pack, like really anything.
Yeah,
you
like
want a number.
Like I should pack the whole wardrobe. Like
no,
I just
no, no,
don't do it. Don't do it. You don't need that. No, I felt that way.
You
know, that
you
way.
Know,
that
you know,
that
way.
Know, like I packed like
I
packed half of myself to be able for like before Sunday. Like I really brought some weight. Like I brought so many pajamas that like people don't need. You know what I mean? Like,
then
you're gonna
be
after
school.
Shabbos, you're
really
for the same thing,
but right for Rosh
Hashanah. The lilies and fire outfit.
Also, like, don't bring such like you really need.
Don't bring heels. Do not bring heels. You'll be done. Don't slap them.
No heels, and also like not such fancy.
It's gonna be like going out one or two girls.
Whatever
will always wear. Like if you
I'm not wearing heels. I'm not wearing heels.
You're bringing heels?
No, she's not.
Oh, of course.
Thanks, I will.
I just need to bring her like
I'm sure.
I
don't
know.
I
lied. I was
going to
Okay, bye, Ari Goldsmith. Everyone say bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
We're so excited. By the way, who's this on about Mahanik?
Oh, it's a
phone call. You guys figure out that one.